This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Dowling. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing very, very well, Robert. Thank you so much.
And Mike is the president and CEO of Northwell Health, which is New York State's largest healthcare integrated organization. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a book you wrote called After the Roof Caved In. So I want to start, Michael. You grew up in what truly would be abject poverty. Not many people could imagine what it was. What were the life-changing lessons that you learned from that? But first, describe some of the realities.
Yes, well, I grew up in the western part of Ireland in a place called Limerick, out in the country. Very rural, very agrarian, somewhat isolated. We did live near a small village that had in it a church, a pub, and a post office. The house that I grew up in was pretty unique. You don't find those kinds of homes anymore. It was a small thatched house. It had mud floor, mud walls. The walls were about 2 feet thick. You know, every time it rained, the water would come in through the wall because it was very porous. We had three rooms, one room in the middle, which had a big, big fireplace, which was about 6 foot wide, about 4 feet tall. You could actually walk into it. That's where my mother did all the cooking, etc. Actually, I was down at Mount Vernon, which is the home of George Washington a couple of years ago, and they took me into the George Washington kitchen, and they showed the fireplace. And as I walked in, I said, wow, I lived here. This fireplace is exactly the same as what we had. We had two other very small rooms, 8 feet by 5 feet, etc. We had no electricity. We had no running water. We had no heat other than the fireplace. We had no bathrooms. There were no toilets. We did not even have an outhouse. People always ask me, well, you had an outhouse. No, we didn't have an outhouse. The outhouse was the bushes next to the ditch around the corner of the house. You had no privacy at all. The roof was made of thatch, and underneath, inside, it looked white like it was a canvas bags that we had put over the thatch, and we had painted them white. And every time it rained, the water would come in, and you'd have to sweep it out in the morning. At nighttime, we used to have to set rat traps in the front of the fireplace because rats lived in the thatch. And you'd set these big rat traps in front of the fire at night. And these were big contraptions, metal. And at nighttime, the rats would come down. You'd put a little bit of food there, and that it would catch the rat. And in the middle of the night, you'd often hear the squeak of the rat being caught in the trap. You'd hear the noise. You'd jump out of bed. You'd get the rat out of the trap. You'd open up the front door, and you'd throw the rat out by the tail. I find it interesting because now these days when my daughter sees any kind of a bug in the house, she runs out of the house as if the bug is going to scare her to death. And I say, just put your hands on it, catch it, and kill it. it was very fragile, the house. So one night we were in bed, and it was a storm, or a bad, not a storm as bad as you would imagine, but it was a lot of rain and wind, and the roof fell in. So right on us, so the thatch and the dust and the dirt and the probably some rats fell right on top of us. That happened twice. And near us, there was a farmer's, and either side of us were farmers, a good little distance away. But it was a unique experience. My father was a laborer that was, suffered terribly from arthritis at a very young age. And my mother was deaf. And in that house, there were three of us who slept in the same bed. Two would sleep one way, the other one would sleep the other way. And, my father was a very hard worker, but again, arthritis, disrupted his vocation, his work life. And You know, quite frankly, when I grew up there, I didn't know exactly that I was in real poverty because I didn't know, I didn't have an awful lot to compare it with. I knew that the farmers around us were pretty well off. So relative to the farmers, we were really at the bottom. And what do you learn from that experience? Well, you learn, it toughens you up a bit. You become resilient. You get a different perspective on life. So things don't bother me as much as, sometimes other people get bothered by a lot of things. I don't get as bothered by them because I look back and think of the situation that you grew up in and you think, I would say to people, so you think that's bad. I've been in a situation that's been much worse. So it gives you a little bit of better perspective.
And Michael, when you were talking about your mom and she was deaf, she was really a true inspiration to you. Describe what you learned from your mom and how it shaped the way you think about people today.
Yeah, my mother was an extraordinary individual. And I could say that from any of the good, values that I have probably come from her. She's extraordinarily caring, quite religious, although I never promoted religion, but, she loved to go to church. She was the peacekeeper in the house because, my father was a rough individual. She was the real peacekeeper. She kept everything together. She was always positive, always upbeat. She always said things like, don't ever let your circumstance inhibit your future potential. No matter how bad this is, you have a future. You can do better. You can move on. You can be successful. It's up to you. There's nothing that can impede you if you have the right attitude and desire. The more important thing, however, with my mother was that she was unbelievably focused on education. She didn't have much formal education herself. She did go to high school for a period of time, but she loved books. She had a love affair with books. She always read. And so, despite the fact that we didn't have much else in the house, she always had books around. So I developed a wonderful love of learning from her. And I would read, as a kid, she used to have Shakespeare books around her. She'd have history books. And so I just developed an unbelievable love of learning, which to this day, I still read a couple of books a month. It's my pastime.
I'm just thinking, how excited would she have been, and maybe she is up there reading that book, How the Roof Caved In, and telling all the stories.
She was a visionary, a loving, caring individual. Without her, I often wonder what would have happened if we didn't have her, consistency and her love and her caring in that household. She never thought that things would ever be difficult. For her, it was always the future, the possibilities, the opportunities that lay ahead. That's what she focused on. And I brought her to the United States many, many, many times later on in life. And she visited here about 19 times. She became a friend of Governor Mario Cuomo. They shared letters back and forth. She was very well read about politics in the United States. She loved to discuss things. Even though she was deaf, she never utilized the hearing aid effectively. She had a hearing aid that never worked. I don't know why she ever used it, because it never really worked. But she was able to lip read. So the other thing she never would admit that she had any kind of a deficiency at all. She never let the fact that she couldn't hear to be a handicap. She would ignore that completely and consider herself to be very fortunate, very lucky, and very, very, very family-oriented.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Mike Dowling, who's the president and CEO of Northwell Health, which is New York State's largest healthcare organization. And he's been telling some stories from after the roof caved in. What a great read to find out what life was really like and coming over challenges. We're about to take a commercial break on the radio show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about building a truly great health organization and being at the epicenter of COVID, how Michael dealt with that. And then we're going to look into the future and what we need to do to reshape healthcare. Back in a few.
Are you looking for more unfiltered content directly from top CEOs? Well, the Transformative CEO Summit is the event you won't want to miss. This two-hour virtual summit on February 25th features keynote speakers, live discussion groups, and valuable insights from leading CEOs. As an attendee, you'll be able to hear live discussions, debates, and solutions from top-level CEOs, such as Dunkin' Brands, Rolls-Royce, Verizon, and United Way, where they will break down today's current issues, including reinventing retail, travel, healthcare, e-commerce, and making sure there's never another pandemic, to name a few. Listeners receive 50% off registration with the code CEOshow50. You won't want to miss it. Visit theceoforumgroup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Mike Dowling, the President and CEO of Northwell Health. So let's talk about the concept of growth and transformation. When you joined Northwell, it was a pretty small organization, and you know, in 2002, and today it's, I believe, 23 hospitals, 75,000 employees, the largest healthcare integrated organization in New York State, over $13 billion. What was the key to having this dramatic growth through all these years?
Well, the key was looking out to the future and trying to imagine what healthcare should look like and what all of the dynamics were in the environment, in the marketplace, where things were going, and also looking at what was happening in other parts of the United States. And I remember back at the very beginning, looking at some of the large health systems that had existed, like Kaiser Permanente in the western part of the country, and California. And then basically saying, here in New York, there were no health systems like this. Everybody was a small individual entity that were all separate and distinct. And if you looked out into the future, you realize that's not sustainable. You cannot survive like this in the world. You have to evolve. You have to change. You have to transform. You have to be very entrepreneurial. Before I arrived at the health system, I was at the state government, and we had written about this kind of stuff. And my predecessor at North Shore Hospital, which was the entity that started it all, also had this idea that you should create something larger. And so when I came, there were basically two hospitals. We started to grow. The whole idea at the beginning was let's get the hospitals in the area that are separate and distinct to work together. If we all work together, couldn't we do things better? Couldn't we share best experiences? Shouldn't we get more productive, more efficient? What happens if we just all consolidate it? That was the beginning of it. And we did, at the end of the day, we did about 22 or 23 mergers. We grew dramatically. And it's about being optimistic.
What is the key with the successful merger? Most mergers we find do not succeed, and you've had so many successful.
The key at the end of the day is making sure that the people in each of the organizations you've come together are the people with the right attitude. It's all about the people. Structures are easy. How you put the boards together is so you have the right people with the right mission that understand where we need to be going. And when you don't have the right people, if you do merger and you don't have the right people on the other side, change the people. Put the right people in with the right vision. It's culture. It's making sure that the cultures align. And the cultures are aligned if the people are aligned. Because the people demonstrate the attitude and the personality of the organization. It's all about the people. The right people in the right place with the right attitude.
And you really practice what you preach, being about the people with all of your 22 different mergers, because you and I have spoken about this. Out of your 75,000 people, you meet every single one. You have a practice of when you meet every new employee, and that's how you really build the corporate culture.
You build the culture, you know, person by person. I meet every new employee. I've been doing it for 22 years, every new employee that joins the organization. I also spend an awful lot of time out on the front lines with the staff. And I spend an awful lot of my time thinking about how do you get the right combination of people to work together? How do you get the personalities? If I have two hospitals that are working together closely and I have two leaders, I got to make sure the personalities of the two leaders can work together. And when you look at attitude, interpersonal skills, mission, are they focused on doing the right thing? Or are they there for the organization? Or are they there for their own aggrandizement? If they're there for their own aggrandizement only, I don't want them in the mix. They're there for the good of the public, the good of healthcare, to make things better, to improve, to transform, to be somewhat constructively disruptive, to not be prisoners of the past, you know, as I tell people all the time, the biggest competition we have in organizations is the status quo. You've got to fight the status quo to move forward. It's not the other competitor that beats you. It's your own ingrained commitment to the status quo that beats you.
That is brilliant. You're saying it's not your competitor, but it's you being stuck in the status quo that beats you.
Yeah, or being nostalgic for this wonderful past that existed. You know, nostalgia is not a strategy. You got to appreciate what happened. You got to recognize it, learn from it, but then you got to move forward. And that's where we are today now, post-COVID as well.
And I think it sounds like all of the challenges you had growing up, that gave you the strength and the fortitude and the resilience that really helped you charge through anything, because nothing is, it's almost like the obstacles are the key to your success.
Yeah, I have been very, very fortunate to grow up the way I grew up. Now, some people may say, you know, you were very disadvantaged. Materially, I was very disadvantaged. But I was very fortunate in another way, because it teaches you how you have to be unbelievably flexible and adaptable, and it gives you the strength and the courage. I don't stress out too easily. You know, I rarely stress out. I stay very calm because I look at it and I'm thinking, that's not that big a problem. In fact, I don't look at problems as problems. I look at every problem as an opportunity. So I say to people, don't look at this as a big issue. It's not a big issue. Relax. Take it easy. There's a lot worse in the world. Things have been a lot worse. We've experienced worse. Take it nice and calm. Don't stress out. Take it piece by piece and move forward. And don't let it overwhelm you.
Michael, my final question for you. It's 2017. After all of the challenges you grew up with, in incredible poverty in Ireland, there you are, the Grand Marshal of the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade. What were you feeling when you were up there?
One is I was wishing my mother was there with me, although I had this sense that she was. I was thinking, boy, God, you know, America is a wonderful place where, as an immigrant, there is no limit to what you can actually do. And, you know, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is a celebration of immigration. And it's distressing these days when you listen to some of the debates about immigrants and immigration, which, of course, has been historic in United States history. But I walked up there thinking, boy, it's a long ways from West Limerick. And, you know, there was a moment I'm saying, it's kind of hard to believe I'm here. But then on the other hand, I say to myself, yeah, I deserve to be here. You know, you work hard for it.
Was it your Catholic upbringing that brought all this hope, or what was it?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was that nothing is there. There is nothing that can't be accomplished. You know, if you don't say you can't do something, you know, always say, yes, I can. Yes, I will. I will give it my best shot. Don't say, take away the word can't from your language.
We've been speaking with Mike Dowling, who's the president and CEO of Northwell Health, and also the author of After the Roof Caved In, which is an incredible book. I urge all of you to go to Amazon now, get that book, read it. It will inspire you. And like you say, don't say can't. You just do it. See you next week.
Don't forget to register for the Transformative CEO Summit coming up on February 25th. This exclusive virtual event is the seminal confluence of transformative CEOs collaborating to solve today's most pressing issues. Listeners receive 50% off registration with the code CEOshow50. Visit theceoforumgroup.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Weistrack. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
And Mike is the founder and CEO of the famous Freshly, and we are going to hear stories about how he built a market, grew the company dramatically, actually within under really a decade, and during the pandemic, sold for $1.5 billion to Nestle, and now is part of that new family. So let's first start off. What is Freshly to you?
Yeah, so on its simplest form, Freshly is healthy, ready-made meals, meaning all you have to do is heat it and eat it, that are delivered direct to your house. I think the easiest way I like to think about it is think about having your own personal chef and nutritionist who live in your refrigerator. So we kind of take care of all the heavy lifting during the week.
How did you come up with the concept? Because it's 2012, and you are in a crowded place of eating. A lot of companies in that space. Where did the idea really emerge from?
Yeah, so I think that the state of where we were kind of 2012 is it wasn't that crowded. Or it was kind of crowded because a lot of companies were starting, but they were all very, very small, so you didn't know of them. And really my challenge came with, I wasn't trying to start a company. I had a problem in that I left Wall Street. I was doing investment banking. I was eating horrible. I moved back to Arizona. And I, for a long time, was able to kind of outwork a bad diet. But as many of us know, I hit 30 and that kind of turned the opposite direction for me. And I was putting on weight and things that I didn't want. And I was just looking for a really easy way to eat healthy. And I couldn't find a solution that would meet my needs. I wanted my own personal chef and nutritionist. I just didn't have the money to pay for it. But I did have access to a restaurant and I had access to a really smart nutritionist. And so I kind of combined the two of those together to come up with my own solution. And fast forward 60 days, I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel great. And it was all because I took myself out of the work, right? I just didn't have to do anything. And people started asking me to do it for them. And that was how we started the idea. It was, you know, it wasn't a white paper. It wasn't kind of a business school case study or a business plan. It was just trying to solve my own problem.
You know, it's amazing because, Mike, when I speak with, I'm going to guess maybe about 300 people who built great companies from scratch, even from like the Home Depot and that. And it's always, there's a big idea and something is needed. And sometimes people go the other way and they're like, oh, I'm going to create this. And they do this big business plan. Talk to the entrepreneur. Why is that so important? Getting the need right.
Well, I think it comes down to product market fit, right? And I think when, you know, it's the old hair club for men. I'm not only the president, I'm the CEO, right? Yeah. Or I'm not only the president, I'm the first customer. I botched that a little. But it comes down to, like, I knew my need state really, really well. And I it turned out a lot of people had the same need state as me. But in order for, because I needed the product, I knew exactly what the solution looked like and what that was. And I think when you're looking for product market fit is do you have a unique insight to what the customer really wants? And usually that unique insight that an entrepreneur has is really what builds the business. And if you're trying to manufacture that insight from a person from the outside, it's hard to find that product market fit.
So let's go through that. So you find the right product, you know viscerally this is correct. How do you scale from zero to over 500 million in just 5 years? Very few people have done that.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm a big believer that the first thing is that you're, if you think small, you get small results. If you think big, you get big results. So I'm a big believer that you have to set really, really ambitious goals, right? That to a lot of people seem absurd. But if you look at any great business and really any great business, they set out with just an insanely optimistic, aggressive kind of plan. That's number one. That's key number one. And then two is I think there's some formula, there's some magic or some ingredients that need to be in there. You have to be willing to work hard. If you're looking for work-life balance, don't start a company. Or if you really want to be successful, you just got to work hard. It comes down to just raw amount of hours you're willing to put into it. You got to be open to learning. Always. As an entrepreneur, you always have to be open to learning and the idea that something can be done better. And you have to be open off that trial and error, right? Not getting discouraged when you miss, but really thinking through, okay, how do I readjust this? How do I move forward? I think, again, no matter what it is, those kind of need to be there for someone to be successful.
When you say you're open to learning, where does a guy like you, who already was an investment banker, where do you go to learn?
Oh, well, I mean, when you're running a company, there's so many aspects of running a company that you need to learn. So I had some of those that I was pretty good on coming from investment banking, from finance. But I had to learn on how to lead people, how to do HR, how to do payroll, how to do all of these different things. And I think the best way to learn is to find the people that are doing what you're doing and ask them, and then ask for an intro when they mention someone's name. And just constantly ask. But identify the person who's doing what you're doing already or doing what you want to do and ask for an hour. And then when they come up with someone that they really value in their information, ask for an intro. So I ask a lot and just constantly learn and be open to the idea that there's a better way of doing something. I think that's always in my mind is there's always a better way of doing whatever I'm doing. I think there's a way I can do it better.
And what was the biggest challenge you faced that you learned a lesson and said, this is the better way of doing it?
Well, I think the number one thing is, so if you always look at a second time co-founder versus a first time or a second time founder versus a first time founder. So in this role, I was a first time founder. As a second time founder, maybe a way of answering it, what I would do different is you focus on HR, people management earlier in the organization. You really focus on effective communication within the organization and scaling that. And so one of the biggest things I've had to learn is as you scale really rapidly and you don't have that foundation of effective communication, effective HR kind of people management, there's a lot of heavy lifting in there. So, you know, that's the number one thing I'd say. I spent a lot of my time now, but I've also, as being an executive, I've spent a lot of time learning how to be a more effective communicator within my organization.
And what's the secret to effective communication? Is it what you say? Is it how you say? Is it the venue? Is it when you say? Is it repeating the same idea over and over?
A combination of all those. It starts with having a strategy and understanding that communication is something that needs to be thought about and there needs to be a strategy behind it, right? And then from there, it's a combination of what you said. So it's the little things of saying your key message over and over and over again. Someone once told me that by the time you get tired of saying that message is when it first starts sinking in into people's mind, right? So saying those things over and over, but it's really approaching it as a strategic imperative and not as just something that kind of happens.
So you were talking about the challenges of growing people. You grew from 15 to 2,500. What is the secret to hiring effective, to getting the best people? What mistakes did entrepreneurs avoid?
So the secret is one, hold the bar high. Amazon does the best on this. Is you should be the least qualified person in the organization at the end of the day because you started it. Everyone else should be better than you at some aspect. And every person who comes after them should be better and better and better and better. And continuing to hold that bar higher, that makes an organization great. And what that allows you to do is to make sure that as your organization scales, you're bringing in bigger and bigger leaders and better people. And holding your team accountable for that. I think it's the number one thing you can do to build an organization that scales.
Hey, we are with Mike Weistrack, the founder and CEO of Freshly. Just tell us, before we take the commercial break, what's your favorite meal from Freshly?
Steak peppercorn.
Awesome. Hands down. Good. Sounds good. Hands down. Okay, there we go. We're taking a break now. When we come back, we're going to find out for the big companies listening in to small, what is the secret with e-commerce and how you succeed in that space? Back in a few.
The Transformative CEO Summit is coming up quickly on February 25th. At this unique virtual event, unlike any other, you will be able to watch behind-the-scenes discussions of how 50 top CEOs think and explore current issues. First, 5 keynote speakers will cue up the conversations on topics such as reinventing education or manufacturing and rebooting society through corporate citizenship or digital transformation. Then, CEO leaders including AT&T, Prudential, Steinway, Eggland's Best, Babson College, and more will discuss top issues and present their solutions. Visit the CEOForumGroup.com today for more information. As a special offer, listeners receive 50% off registration with the code CEOShow50.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are back with Mike Weistrack, the founder and CEO of Freshly. This is a company we'll hear later in this segment how he engineered within one decade during the pandemic a deal $1.5 billion to Nestle. But for right now, everyone's interested in e-commerce. It's grown dramatically, especially during the pandemic. What's the secret to succeeding?
So I think the secret is not to think of e-commerce as a distribution channel. So I think the number one thing that people miss is they think about e-commerce as just a distribution channel. So, okay, we're gonna hand off a box now to FedEx and they're gonna distribute it to the customer. And really what e-commerce allows you to do is fundamentally transform the way you interact with customers. And the big massive unlock there is data, right? So if you think about the traditional kind of legacy businesses or retail channels, you don't have access to the data. So it really starts with a complete mind transformation or business transformation around how would you change the business with more data by going direct to your consumer and interacting directly with your consumer. The handing off the box to the FedEx or the UPS or United States Postal Service, that's the easiest part of the whole thing. And that's really the massive unlock for e-commerce.
Let's move now into the partnership with Nestle. What lessons did you learn?
Well, first of all, for anyone thinking about selling your company, I'd say it is, even in the best of scenarios, a painful process. It's a long, drawn-out process. Takes a lot of time. One of the advice I always give founders, but even more so now after going through this, make sure you understand your end state. Where do you want to go? And make sure you're thinking about the end game earlier, because M&A really is a long, drawn-out process. And what you see is that with an M&A and certainly with Nestle is that there's moments in time where if you know what you want to go and what is success look like, you get those opportune moments where the stars align. So that's kind of number one thing. Number two is we got really lucky, and I also advise people is we had Nestle as an investor before they were an acquirer. So I like to say we got to date Nestle for 2 years before we decided to get married. And when you look at acquisitions, number one reasons that acquisition doesn't work is culture misfit, right? So really, and again, number one reason marriages don't work is cultural misfit, right? Your expectations, your lineup is wrong. So that dating period is really important. And in most M&A processes, you've got 6 weeks, 3 months to date that company, and you're both selling each other. So with Nestle as an investor for 2.5 years, we really got to know them, their culture, the goods and bads, and they got to know the goods and bads about us. And so we felt really, really strongly aligned that our cultures were really strongly matched by the time we got to the acquisition stage.
And what do you think of it now? What does it feel like once you sign that paper?
Yeah, I mean, this was, again, a great situation where we knew what we wanted. is we believed we wanted to be a standalone company. We were on a path to go IPO. We believe we can transform, fundamentally transform food. So important for us was that if we were going to be acquired by Nestle, we need assurance that we were going to be a standalone operation inside of the Nestle organization. We were going to get the benefit of their big checkbook and their great expertise within the organization, but we needed the flexibility and freedom to operate the way we wanted. So by when Nestle approached us, we knew exactly the way we wanted the format to be set up, and that was where we spent a large amount of our negotiation. So from our standpoint, what we like to tell people is basically all that happened for us is our board changed and our investors changed. But our functional day-to-day, our reporting, all the things that we do is really the same way it was before that. And again, that's really important to understand where you want to be, because that can really guide the conversations with M&A. And what you realize with M&A is that there's no set formula for it. There's, you know, any way you can think of an M&A transaction, it can happen. But right, you know, it's going amazing. We really enjoy the Nestle team. We got to work with all the people that we were previously working with. And it's, you know, we're only a few months into it, but so far we're really enjoying it.
Well, you got lucky. You picked a great company, interviewed the CEO, and I mean, just so many things, what they're doing with sustainability and, you know, the whole corporate culture there.
Yeah, man, a lot of the things, and that's key. What you said is one of the things that, you know, we've really been excited about, Mark Schneider and here in the U.S., Steve Presley, who's the U.S. CEO, is they really see a vision of where they can take Nestle, and sustainability and health is a big portion of that. And they've really laid down a lot of investments in that area. And those are areas that our team, our company is excited about. And we feel there's a lot we can learn on what they're doing. And they're the largest food company in the world. So they have the ability to really make a massive impact. And we feel like we're part of that. And in some aspects, we feel like we get to train them and educate them. Certainly on DVC and e-commerce, we feel like there's a lot of things we can help teach them, and there's a ton of things they can help teach us. So it really is symbiotic in that. And we spent a lot of time making sure our values and our beliefs were aligned, so we didn't want to be battling each other.
Everything's changed during 2020, 2021. What are the food trends of the future?
Yeah, so this will go back to kind of unlock where I started with DTC and e-commerce. So I think, one, we obviously see there's a massive tectonic shift in food and e-commerce, right? So we've seen these massive amount of companies, whether it's DoorDash, Freshly, Uber Eats, that are coming with e-commerce, right? So that's kind of what I would call 1.0. What I'm really excited is 2.0, which is really now once you transform that transaction online, the data, the empowerment that you can now unlock for the consumer is insanely powerful. The future of food is going to be that everyone through data is given their own personal chef, their personal nutritionist, no matter what channel, whether they're buying a Freshly meal or a direct, you know, groceries, it's all going to be built around the data to help customers make better informed decisions about outcomes of where they want to go with food.
What's the future of Freshly?
Well, we anticipate and we plan on making a major impact on food. And we plan on being a leader in this kind of revolutionary D2C kind of e-commerce 2.0 for food, where we really unlock the power and potential of our customers.
If someone wants to order right now, they're excited. Where do they go? Is it Freshly.com?
Yeah, Freshly.com. Check out the menu. Add that steak peppercorn. I promise you're going to love it. Yeah, it's pretty easy to buy online.
There you have it. Well, Mike, a pleasure having you on the CEO show, and what an inspiration to everyone, how you could do something where everyone wins, where the whole society wins and gets healthier. I mean, here's one thing we didn't even discuss. You have removed, this is something amazing, 1 billion grams of sugar from the American diet. How cool is that?
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's a big mission of ours. And again, the greatest thing is we removed those 1 billion grams and our customers didn't even notice. That's the great thing. These things are happening without anyone noticing, right?
That's exactly it. Well, great having you on the CEO show, and best wishes ahead.
Thank you, Robert.
Don't forget to register for the Transformative CEO Summit coming up on February 25th. This exclusive virtual event is the seminal confluence of transformative CEOs collaborating to solve today's most pressing issues. Listeners receive 50% off registration with the code CEOshow50. Visit theceoforumgroup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.